much for tuning in to another episode of Java with Josh. I'm your host, legislator Josh Lafazan. Today we have a really exciting show with TikTok celebrity Jackie Gansky joining us. As we say every week, having big dreams is common, but figuring out how to achieve those dreams is rare. On this show, we interview some truly incredible people to share their journeys to success and give you the tools to reach your dreams. So grab your cup of Java and let's go. Jackie Gansky, welcome to Java with Josh.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. And for our audience members who are meeting you for the first time, Jackie Gansky is a content creator who makes comedy and lifestyle videos. She has a following of over 1.6 million on TikTok, where she is known for the pranks she does on her mom. I've seen them and they're hysterical. Jackie graduated from Ithaca College, where she began her career in entertainment. She has a passion for acting, comedy, and making people laugh, and she continues to make comedy and prank videos on TikTok and is working to create longer form comedy videos on YouTube and plans to continue to pursue acting for TV and film. Full transparency, I met Jackie in college, and it was obvious for anyone who knew you back then that you were hilarious. You were just hysterical. But to see you gain national notoriety has been incredibly gratifying for all of us who knew you when. So my first question to kick us off is, how in the world did this happen?
Oh my gosh, it's honestly really crazy, because when I met you in college is really when I started on my journey of realizing that I really loved entertainment. I started kind of building my Instagram profile, and from there I was just like, I was gaining followers in college, which was so weird because, you know, no one was really doing that around me. And so it was really weird to be getting that kind of followers and those eyeballs on even just my photos at the time. And I've always loved, you know, making people laugh, and I've always loved just kind of expressing myself fully. And I think from Ithaca College, I minored in acting, where I started doing some of that kind of work, and I realized, you know, I that's what I really loved. And I really just, that's where I felt my best. And from there, I just started self-submitting for acting jobs and growing my social media till I found TikTok, I think over a year ago. And I've just been, I started, you know, posting weird stuff, almost, you know, videos of my dogs. I tried the dances, which was not something anyone should ever see me do. And then I found the comedy angle, and I realized, like, this is where I feel alive. This is for me.
So I think it's wonderful, because this was so organic in terms of who you are, you know, on TikTok, or who you are on Instagram. That is you in real life. You're goofy and you're funny. You know, so this is something that you've always wanted to do. Did you think you would grow this type of notoriety?
I really didn't. I think for me, I'd always thought, okay, like, you know, acting is what I really want to do. And I thought, like, I want to do something, and I didn't know where it would end up. And of course, you know, I think I'm still figuring it out right now of exactly what I want to do specifically, but I feel like through the journey, I've realized so much throughout that I like really have so much of a more clear vision of where I want to be. And at the time, I had no idea really what would be going on even a year from a year ago when I was in LA. I moved out like a month ago, but I'm back now because I'm living in my vision, right? So it's really crazy, and it's not something I expected at all.
Well, I think what's really cool is, you know, our audience members come from all different ages. So from those who aren't teenagers or young 20s and on TikTok, talk a little bit about what a daily life in the life of Jackie Gansky looks like, and kind of what you do in terms of these silly videos. You know, because if they follow you on Instagram, we see you picking on mom, which is hysterical. She's always a good sport. But can you tell our audience a little bit more about what a daily life looks like in your life, and kind of the videos you make and what you're up to now?
Right. So the TikTok videos, they are short form. They can be up to a minute long, but a lot of it is like very quick viewer attention. So you really have to be getting kind of straight to the point and kind of telling a story in such a short amount of time to even keep people wanting to watch to the end of the video, even if it's 15 seconds long. So, you know, I'm waking up, and I've now given myself, so I'm not burning out. I'm not doing it every single day, all day, because we were staying up till 4 a.m. every single night, me and my mother, and filming all day, every day. And I think, you know, you start to experience a little bit of burnout. You're just like, I'm tired. I can't stay up at 4 a.m. every day. So now we figured out more of a schedule, and we're just like, okay, well, These are some ideas that either I thought of, you know, randomly walking my dogs, or because I saw my mom, you know, opening the fridge, and I was like, that'd be really funny to stick a fake hand in there and pretend like it fell off, and or because I'm inspired by other people's content. And so then I was kind of just, we have our ring light, we have our tripods, and, you know, we make sure everyone's quiet on set, which is basically just my siblings at home, and which can, of course, be really difficult, and it is very difficult when you have a full family in the house, but we're just kind of filming videos for hours at a time, and sometimes we're redoing these takes a few times, and then sometimes the first try, it's viral.
That easy. First try, and it'll go viral. So was mom an actor growing up? I mean, because she's so good.
She is. She's good, but she wasn't an actor. She's a chef, and that's what she loves. And she's actually grown her own platform to over 100,000 now, which is like crazy. And she's always loved entertainment. She used to tell me how she would do like dance shows in high school for like TV commercials, which I didn't even know was a thing. You know, you've seen that maybe on like Hairspray, how they would do that. But so she's loved entertainment, but she went the mom route. And I think she's always had a passion for that. So I think she's really living something that she's always wanted to live through me. And she's now able to experience that. And I think that's like one of the best parts too, is because now I'm able to provide that to her, which she's always loved doing. And she's able to live that life.
Well, I think it's really wonderful because the relationship is obviously organic. It's just the two of you have really good chemistry on camera. I guess my question is, where does the content come from? I mean, I consider myself hilarious, but I'm hilarious in the in the comfort of a group of 1 to 3 people. You're hilarious for like tens of thousands of people. So where does your content come from?
A lot of it comes from seeing a moment and saying, this could be funny that way. Or like, I've always been kind of joking around with people where I would, you know, be in a supermarket and all of a sudden just be like, yell something out that's crazy to embarrass my mother. So certain things that could just be funny in a moment, being like, that'd be funny if we filmed it. And also just being inspired by other people's content. I watch a lot of YouTube. I try and watch TikTok as well. Of course, you know, you don't want to spend all day scrolling because it's so addicting. It's so easy to sit there for 3 hours and just look at everything. It's really incredible what these creators make, but it's being inspired by my daily activities and what other people are making, just saying, you know, this would be really funny, this ordinary daily activity, if we did this, and let's put it on video.
So I think what's really special, and again, so I knew you back when, you are probably the most famous person I have in my cell phone at this moment. I'm proud to say it, and I'm so excited to see where you're going. But I want to circle back and talk about where you kind of came from, because you literally just started. It's not like, you know, you were born to a famous mom or dad who, you know, you just had their Instagram following. You created this out of thin air. So can you talk a little bit about starting? Because the advice young people get all the time is, if you want to do something and achieve, just start. Now, that's great advice, but you just started and took off 100 miles per hour. So how do you just start in this industry?
Well, I definitely had a lot of obstacles, I think, but they came from myself. I feel like it was a lot of me being like, you know, you start to think that you're not good enough, and you start to compare yourself to other people. And for me, it became a lot of trials of trying almost everything, where I was taking acting classes, I was going to workshops, I was self-submitting myself to things that I would Google of where you should submit yourself for projects, and just also reaching out to people. So you go through different waves of being like, oh, you know, you're not feeling good enough. But then you're also just like, at some point you need to sit down and just be like, this is something that, what do I truly like to, that's what I ask myself. I say, what do I truly like to do, and when do I feel my best? And I realized that I feel my best when I'm being my most authentic self and making other people laugh and kind of, you know, sharing my energy. And for me, that I love doing that, and I want to capture that on camera. And so when I kind of had that realization, I was like, I love YouTube and I love watching these videos and I love this kind of content. This is what I really desire to do. And so the only thing that's holding me back is myself at the end of the day. Of course, there's going to be other obstacles, but it's about seeing those as obstacles and knowing that they're just tests in your way to show that you can get to that next level of your life. And you just need to, and of course you're going to have setbacks, but those are just so then you can work through that time, and things, I think, fall into place during the right time of your life as well. You know, a year ago or even 6 months ago, my dad, or yeah, 6 months ago, my dad was still calling TikTok a hobby and telling me that, you know, he's no longer supporting me and financially, and that I need to be working completely and TikTok can happen when I'm not at work. And I said, no, right? I said, no, TikTok is what I'm doing, and I'm doing social media. And, you know, I will get a job, and I did get a job so that I could have something that I was making money from, but I stayed with TikTok, and I didn't let his voice turn me into what I didn't want to be doing, which would have been that typical 9-to-5. That wasn't for me. And I knew that.
You see, I think, and what's great, so I know you very well. And so our audience members are getting to, you know more about you. I think something that really inspires me about you is you don't let anyone tell you can't do something. It actually fuels you. So can you talk a little bit about perseverance? Because I knew the story about your dad, and I appreciate you sharing that. But I'm assuming he wasn't the only person who told you that this was not going to work out for you. And the reason I mention this is because so many young people, and so many people in general, even when I was running for office, was told, you know, you're not going to be able to do this. So can you talk about why perseverance is important and how it affected you?
Right. I mean, I totally agree. I think especially your mindset on everything and just knowing that, like, you are the only person that's going to make something happen for yourself. There's, you know, of course you try and lean on other people, or you think a friend's going to bring you up or someone's going to help bring you to that next step. But the reality is that you need to believe in yourself, and you need to really just say, this is what I want to do. And even if it takes 3 to 5 years until you get one thing that seems to be coming from it, it's about that you're enjoying even the journey of getting there, because this is what you are so hungry for and that you really love. And I think there's going to be so many people, from your friends to your family to opportunities, that are just like, you know, we don't think you're creative, we don't think you're talented. And, you know, I would just dry email all these agents and managers, and I wouldn't hear back from one. And, you know, I didn't hear back from any. And now I'm getting calls from some of the top agents, and I'm turning them down because they're not fitting my vision right now, and there's a specific route I want to take with that, or who I want to sign with. And I think, you know, knowing that at the end of the day, you're the one creating this for yourself, and people are going to have stuff, and you have to learn to know that that's their opinion and that's their view of it because of where they're limited in their own life. And it has nothing to do with you or your ability to succeed. It has everything to do with them. And this is your own life and your journey. You don't need them to, you know, tell you that you can do it, because at the end of the day, everyone's going to tell you you can't, and you have to believe it for yourself. And you can't rely on other people to bring you up, because they're not always going to be there to do that.
See, I think what you said is really profound, in terms of people telling you that you can't do something is oftentimes a projection of their own insecurities or their own fears onto you. And I think it's really profound that you're able to say, you know what? Well, so where does your confidence come from? I mean, first of all, you go out there and you entertain literally millions of people. You have to have some confidence. Where does that confidence come from?
It's interesting you say that, because I feel like in the past month, that's something I've really been working on, kind of sustaining, because I think it comes in waves. And I've been working right now with kind of like a spiritual life coach. I'm very into spirituality and the universe and that kind of a viewpoint on everything. And that's really helped me with having kind of like a daily practice and kind of grounding myself. And this is a day for me, and what are my intentions, and what do I want out of my own life, and I'm creating for myself. And I think, you know, it just being something that I don't even know, you know, I'm the confidence comes from me knowing that I need to be my own person, and I'm creating it for myself. And I do struggle with it too. Of course I do. And I think everyone does, but knowing that those low times are allowing space for maybe you need to be learning some kind of lesson in that time for your life, where maybe that's a time for you to rest and to gather inspiration, and that time is saving your energy for those bigger moments, and that it's okay to have down days, because the brighter days will be brighter, because you're allowing yourself to kind of have those days off.
You see, I think that's really wonderful, and something that you said is really inspiring, which is that sometimes there's a plan working for us. I know mom is listening. My mother is very spiritual, and she says everything happens for a reason. I think this is really powerful, and I think you really trust the process. And I want to talk a little bit about the process, because it's a very unique industry that you find yourself in. And you spoke about signing with agents. Can you just, you know, first for the layperson, can you talk about how the industry works? You know, in terms of, you know, you obviously you're posting stuff on social media, but like, you know, someone has to get paid somewhere.
Right. And that's the tricky part too, because I always saw it as, you know, for I think 3 years now, I'm just like, I need an agent. I need a manager. And that's what's going to then, once I have that, I'm going to get this. That never happened. To this day, I don't have that. And I think that idea of you need this to get that is where people get stuck, especially in this industry, where they need to have, and I get stuck in that too. I'm like, I need to have a filmer, I need a production crew. And I realized, and even over this the past few days, I'm like, you just need to have yourself and use what's around you and use what you can and use, you know, what you have available to you and work with what you have. Because I think a lot of people get stuck in wanting it to be a certain way. And I think the industry, you know, it's great to have an agent. It's great to have a manager who is really pushing for you and you have a connection with. And if you're able to attain that and it's the right connection for you, then that's incredible. And then they, you know, and then they do take a percentage, right? So I think an average percentage is around 20% of what you're making. And I think this industry is very fast and it can be very confusing. There's really no way to say, okay, well, this is exactly how you do it. There isn't. There's no script. So that's the hardest part too, is you kind of have to look. What I try and do is I look at what other people do and I look at what they're doing and try and see, you know, what did they do to get to that point? And it's even hard to say because they all have different journeys, but knowing that, you know, you can take acting classes. For me, it's been learning from other people and trying to reach out to other people and seeing what resonates with me and then trying to adapt that to what I'm doing, but then trying just to learn from the industry.
Well, I think what's really neat is you're constantly evolving. You know, and I think it contributes because, you know, I'm on Instagram, you know, 73,000 followers on Instagram, well, you know, 1.5 million on TikTok. The stats speak for themselves. Can you talk, you know, about how to grow that following to somebody who's just starting out? Because obviously, you know, there's an art to growing your content and your skill and making the content, but there's also an art to growing that following. And it's more than just posting a hashtag. Can you talk a little bit about growing that following?
I think it's about, at first, I would suggest to someone to try kind of a little bit of everything, because, and then you kind of see what sticks, and to be consistent with it. I think consistency is like a huge thing. I try and post between 1 and 3 times a day, and I think posting daily and multiple times a day is really helpful. You also really want to make sure you have good lighting, because if it's a dark video, it may not do as well, I've noticed. And you know, almost creating a relationship with the viewers and creating some type of this is what I'm doing. And of course, you know, you don't have to just stick to one thing where you're just a dancer or you just do pranks. You can kind of fit other things in there, but kind of creating a connection with those people. And, you know, if someone was starting TikTok, I think for music people, it's really important that they're on TikTok, because music is blowing up on TikTok and it's a really great launching pad. So that's the number one thing I suggest for people that want to get their music out. And I think just, you know, having good lighting, posting consistently, starting to create some type of a storyline for yourself of what you're about. But that means that you can try a bunch of different things at first, and what seems to get more recognition, stick with that for a little bit and build it. And from there, you can start to narrow down a bit more on what you realize is what you want to be doing and what's working.
Well, I think, you know, I'm perusing, you know, first of all, it's cool that I Google you, and, you know, what comes up is, you know, Jackie Gansky, you know, on TV Guide, you know, you really made it, you know, when your Google page is 30 pages long. So I wanted to say, I'm not sure if you've checked yourself out on Google, but it's definitely fun to do. But the reason that I went on to check you out, because I always wonder when you go on Instagram and they put people also search for. Because you're exceptionally curious, and I think you've always been naturally curious, but who are some people who you either, you know, are inspired by, you know, in terms of content wise, or some people that you're collaborating with. Like, I'm sure when you are doing some aimless scrolling on TikTok and Instagram, but I'm sure there are some people who you look to, you know, whether as mentors or colleagues. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because it is a cutthroat industry, but it seems to be that there are people who will help you.
Right. I mean, some people that inspire me by their work and just like from their story as well is people like Lele Pons and the David Dobrik and Logan Paul and the Nelk Boys. I really like what they're doing with, and that's really where I'm trying to take my content, into those more or those real pranks and those kind of public pranks. And someone who kind of, you know, it was kind of a more brief interaction, but I'd met Logan Paul once, and I thought it was funny. And for me, that was like just really validating. It was just like, if someone who, you know, inspires me by their work is, you know, thinking that I'm funny in something, that to me is like, that's showing me that, you know, everyone else telling me that I'm not, that helps me feel a little better about what I'm doing. Cause you know, I wasn't getting anywhere, and which is fine, but that's where you keep on going. But, you know, it made me want to be like, you know, this is what I'm doing, right? And this is what I'm pursuing. And to have those people that are successful in that world to kind of recognize what you're doing, it makes you feel like you're right on that, right on the right path.
I think that's really special. And for someone to validate you, you know, oftentimes we want validation from someone not named mom or dad. So for you to get that validation from somebody in the industry, I think is really important. You know, obviously your trajectory is exponentially upward, right? So you've grown from literally just starting to do this for fun to the following you have. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I mean, I really would like to have my own TV show. I think that the way that I interact with the world and the way that I am, I'd really like to have my own TV show. And whether that be on regular television or even a YouTube series. And then also to, in 10 years, I mean, I don't know if I want to say family, because I don't know if that's where I would be headspace wise, but down the line, I think I do want to build some type of a family and be in a meaningful relationship of some sort. But I think, you know, having a TV show and being able to inspire other people from either struggles that I've dealt with and helping them, and knowing that like it's a very normal part of life to deal with things like anxiety and OCD and certain things, and knowing that those obstacles come, but you can still have success from it, and you can still kind of feel whole in your life, and having just like a great group of friends and team around me in 10 years that it, you know, I having a good tribe around me.
I think it's really sweet, and it's really special, and I think one of the reasons why you're so popular, I mean, you're hysterical, it's obvious you're hysterical, but you're very real and you're very human, and I use that word specifically. You are unafraid to show your humanity to complete strangers. It's brave to do that. I will tell you, you know, in my line of work, I often, you know, share with the voters, you know, I share my values and I share things about my personal life because I feel that it endears me to them. So were you always somebody, I mean, it takes courage and bravery to kind of share with complete strangers. Was that always something in you, or is that kind of something you've had to build up over time?
I mean, I definitely have been like a little bit more reserved and shy in my life at different points, but I feel like I've also always shared what was going on. I feel like I've always almost overshared a lot of times, where I meet someone and I'm talking about how I was, you know, having a lot of anxiety that day. And I'm like, what are you doing? No one wants, you know, they ask you how your day was, and you're telling them that you're going for food sensitivity testing tomorrow, which I did the other day. I'm like, what am I talking about? They just asked me a simple question, and I'm telling them that I might be, you know, having a sensitivity to like a dairy, right? What am I doing? But I think, right.
But that's you. And I'm laughing because that's you. And it's what makes you so special. I mean, there's so much that makes you so special, but that's you. You're unafraid to be human with the world. And I think that when people watch your content, they're able to see your humanity shining through, and they see a little goofy side of them, you know, because, well, let me ask you though, because you know, obviously the goal in this industry is to eventually, you know, make money and monetize it. But you know, what is your goal with your content? Is it to make laugh, to inspire, to educate? Because you know, you have this huge platform right now. Is it a mixture? You know, what's your goal with this huge platform?
I mean. Overall, right, I want to give people a reason to laugh that day. I think a lot of people use videos and they watch videos because they want to escape whatever they've going on in their life. And giving someone a way to laugh is, you know, something that I really definitely want to do. But also I feel like in person, when I've been with people, I feel like my energy has maybe, you know, helped someone out and build other people up. And I really want to share my vibration and my energy with the world, and especially for people that aren't doing great that day, and being able to put that on camera and kind of share that through camera and maybe give them a reason to laugh that day, or a reason to be like, you know, she went through this, and to be a relatable thing where someone's feeling a little bit better about themselves that day, and just kind of being able to share the way that I would feel my best with my friends and feel like we would have a great kind of experience because of maybe the light I was bringing to that to them, and doing that for so many other people that might be down.
Well, you obviously are achieving, because, you know, if people, you know, everyone goes through good days and bad days, and, you know, everyone needs that escape. So I think you really are providing that for people. I will ask you, because you're sort of an enigma, because there's so much about you that people don't get to know, because, you know, they see this goofy side, but you really are, you're incredibly bright. You're incredibly articulate. You're incredibly vulnerable. There's so many qualities that make you such a special person. What's something that's misunderstood about you, or, you know, something that's not readily apparent, that you talk about? And, you know, for example, with me, you know, I often talk about the fact that, you know, I go to therapy once a week, you know, cause to me, mental health is really important. And you know, you can quote unquote have your life together and still benefit from speaking confidentially with someone about your problems. Like, those two statements can be true at the same time. So I often talk about that being misunderstood with me in terms of, you know, yes, on the surface, it might look like, you know, I passed a bill and I'm having a great day. You know, I could be super anxious that day, or I could be super on edge that day, et cetera. So, you know, what's something maybe misunderstood about you, or not publicly known about you that you think is important to what makes you you?
Right. I mean, I think that it's plain and simple, like, that I've really struggled with mental health, and I've struggled with it my whole life. And I'm finally coming to a place where that's something that, you know, I've worked in therapy through the years, and I had been on medication in the past, and with, you know, anxiety and OCD and ADHD and struggling with all these different things. And it's definitely had led to some dark times in my life where, you know, not being able to get out of bed and just feeling not good enough and having panic attacks. And there was a time of my life that for years that I was having severe panic attacks and having so much anxiety that I, you know, wasn't getting out of bed or going to class freshman year of college. And, you know, and that's supposed to be like some of the best times of my life. And of course, you know, it goes up and down, but I think that I've dealt with those things, and I am at a better place right now. But I think knowing that it takes time to kind of heal that, and it takes different routes, and you know, it's a great thing to be able to find someone that you're able to work with that is able to help you with that. And whether that be therapy is a great way to do that as well. And that's also really helped me.
Well, I'm the son of a therapist, so mental health was non-negotiable in my household, in terms of speaking about it. But when somebody, you know, with a platform like yours speaks about, you know, your experiences, I think it's very brave, but I also think it's very powerful for somebody to say, you know what, if she's going through X, and I'm going through X, and she went through Y and it helped her, maybe I can go through Y too. So I think that's really important. The last question I want to ask you, and we ask this to every guest, if you want to take a second to think about it, the biggest piece of advice that you would give to your younger self. So you have come so far, you have achieved so much, and, you know, the world is your oyster at this point. But for you to speak to your younger self, what would the biggest piece of advice you would give young Jackie be?
I honestly think what came to mind was just like, you only need to be you, you know, yourself is enough. That you being who you are and who you feel like you need to be in that moment is enough. And that's who you should be. You shouldn't be you know, changing because of other people, or you shouldn't be so influenced by those people around you. Just sticking in and being grounded in who you are and knowing that that's enough and that you will start to thrive in that, and to not, you know, dim your light because of what's going on around you.
To not dim your light. I will tell you, every week I get a snippet or a soundbite, and that's one of the favorites I've ever gotten. To not let somebody dim your light. Jackie, you shine so bright. And I will tell you, as your personal biggest fan, it has been really gratifying to see you come from where you were to where you are. For those of our audience listeners who are meeting you for the first time, it's obvious to them, as it is to me, that the sky is the limit for you. So continue to grow and inspire and entertain. And we can't wait to see the Jackie Gansky TV show or whatever the show's title. We can't wait to see it soon. But from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for being a guest on Java with Josh.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great. I love talking to you. You've honestly been a great person through the years, and the way that you talk, you need to, you know, commend yourself as well, because you've always been the brightest person in the room, and you've always been, you know, this big energy that people want to be around and very positive. And you've always said things to me that at the time it could have been a dark time, and you brought me up. So you need to know that about yourself as well.
Well, I appreciate that. For our audience listeners, I didn't tell her to say that, but I appreciate it nonetheless. And you're a really wonderful person, and good people support good people. And I'm proud to be your biggest fan. Thanks so much for joining us, Jack. Thanks so much for tuning in. And thank you to Jackie Gansky for an amazing conversation. Next week, we have Justin Lafazan and Dylan Gambardella, co-founders of NextGen HQ, joining us. Make sure to click subscribe to our podcast and check us out on Instagram and Facebook for videos and bonus features. I'd also love to hear your comments and questions. Feel free to shoot me an email at josh@joshlafazan.com. I'm legislator Josh Lafazan, and thanks for joining us for Java with Josh.